Julie just mentioned about the World Series. We have the Dodgers and the Rays starting tomorrow at Globe Life Field. And I watched Saturday's baseball game before the boxing match on Saturday night. It's funny because the baseball game ended, seriously, about a minute and a half before the main event started.
Really?
It was awesome just to switch over and watch the boxing match. And then yesterday, we had choices, Mike.
Did we?
You had Sunday Night Football on one channel, and you had Game 7 of the NLCS on the other.
Boy, I didn't I mean, I watched football.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I watched baseball.
Did you?
The entire game I watched, yes. It's a Game 7. I do like...
No, you're right.
Seeing celebrations and when teams, you know, the series is going to be over and all the strategy that goes into trying to get this one win. Both teams starting rookie pitchers. It was crazy. I was thinking that with the Dodgers and Dave Roberts, I could not believe, Norm, that Clayton Kershaw wasn't in the mix as far as pitching. And if that didn't work out for the Dodgers, I think that would have been the number one criticism of Dave Roberts in that game.
I don't know with his back condition if rolling him back with only 2 days rest would have been wise at all. If he had rolled Kershaw back and Kershaw had gotten beaten up, I think he'd have been slaughtered.
You think
for that
so?
Choice. Oh yeah, I do.
Now, if it would have gone into extras, I do feel that he would have been available at some point.
Well, if it had gone into extras, Clayton Kershaw would have come down to Dave Roberts and said, I am available.
I'm going to warm up right now. He just makes the decision for himself. Well, what a game that was last night. Atlanta, you know, in the fourth inning, running themselves out of runs with that double play. What a great play by Turner to dive and get the runner trying to go home. And then from his knees, throwing out the runner from third, who was way too passive in that run down to try to get the third. They always tell you immediately, just go over because he's caught. He's not going to score. But he's trying to make as much time as he possibly can in the rundown so everyone can advance. And the guy on second base was just a wee bit hesitant, and he got thrown out at third. And they go from second and third and no outs to a run on first and two outs. And that killed that rally.
For those who didn't see the play that Donnie's referring to, Swanson's at third and Austin Riley's at second. And the ball is hit pretty hard to the third baseman playing shortstop, as I recall. Anyway, and Swanson breaks for the plate. Well, I think Swanson thought, I don't think Swanson had checked the defensive alignment well enough because he should have never broken in the first place because the ball was hit right at the defender. But anyway,
I wonder if he was told just to run on contact. We got to get aggressive, run on contact. That's what it seemed like because I think a lot of people maybe would just hesitate to see where the ball is going before you make that break to home plate.
You know, that's possible, Donnie, that is very possible. And Ron Washington was the third base coach in that situation. So Wash would know that answer. But once the throw comes to home and Swanson's caught in the hot box, Austin Riley's got to put his head down, his collar up, and get to third base.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs halfway between second and third, and stops for reasons known only to the good Lord and cauliflower. That's not the play. But you're right. They run themselves out of an inning, and boy, Donnie, in a game like that, a 2 or 3 run lead at that point of the game, oh, whoa, what a nice lead that would have been.
It would have been, and then it was the Mookie Betts robbery in the fifth of a home run where he jumped and got it. What a great play by Mookie to get one.
I didn't think of this till this morning. Did we ever think how the choice of stadiums may have affected this series? Because Betts made 2 catches like that in this series, and Bellinger made a catch like that in this series.
Mm-hmm.
And in other parks, I think I saw the thing the other day that the Ozuna home run, the robbery that Betts did on Ozuna, I don't know, game six, game five, would have been a home run at something like at least 12 of the other parks in the major leagues.
That's wild.
Wow. It is, isn't it?
Hernandez hits the home run to tie it with a no-brainer. And then it was Bellinger to win it in the seventh with his home run. You know what I also like? I like the fact that those guys are pretty demonstrative when they're celebrating with their home runs, and no one's getting mad about someone hitting a home run that just juices everyone up. Why get upset? Hernandez, when he hit his, he stood there and watched it because he clobbered it. And he goes around the bases, and Bellinger does the same thing. As a matter of fact, Bellinger in the celebration dislocates his shoulder. They're celebrating so violently over
so he
there.
Really did?
He did.
I saw the slow-mo replay where people were asking, so he did. And is he okay?
Yeah.
He's fine?
He's good.
Yep. Okay. By the way,
he went Lethal Weapon.
Someone did get upset, Donnie. And next year, Hernandez and Bellinger, Rugi's going to punch them both.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you did it. He did it in his house. Huh? Not in my house. But both teams are celebrating so wildly, and it's great. It's game seven for a trip to the World Series. Why aren't you going to get emotional when you score a run and you beat the throw at the plate and you're clapping and you're doing all that? And they kept showing the celebration of Acuna, who has major hops. Every time something good happened, and they showed the Phantom Cam on him, and he is in the air just going nuts. But, Mike, you went to game
five.
Game five of the NLCS.
Yeah, I did.
How was that?
Dude, all thumbs straight up. It was a blast. And I don't, you know, people are probably sick of hearing, but that park is just perfect. And it was a gorgeous night. The roof was open. Cash and I's friends Dave and Becca invited us, so they had great seats. I'd never felt worried, really, about the mask situation. Everybody had masks on, except for when you were sitting and actively eating and drinking or whatever. I loved it. I had an absolute blast. I didn't want the game to end. And I can't remember how many baseball games, especially at the old ballpark, probably temperature-based, that I've been looking at my watch. And I remember actively thinking, I don't want this game to end. I'm having so much fun. It was incredible.
Well, Mike, give us your impressions of the stadium.
It's great. It's beautiful. I mean, the concourses are huge. There's a lot of places you can stand and chat and see the field, unlike the previous stadium where there wasn't that many pavilions or courtyards, whatever you want to call them. The entire outfield where you walk in from the Texas Live area, I think you can just mingle out there and see most of the field. Tons of concessions, obviously no lines because of the limited seating capacity, but I just think we're lucky, man, and I almost feel dumb for the rendering memes that we had 6 months ago, because that place is a jewel on the inside.
And we went to the game against the Angels. There are no fans, and we thought, I can't imagine, you know, this place going nuts full of Rangers fans and everyone having a good time. And now you saw it with 25% capacity. Does that raise that even more?
Yeah.
You're saying, I can't wait for this thing to be sold out because it's going to be rocking.
You can't help but think that. Yeah, and it got pretty loud considering it was, I think, mostly Dodger fans, a lot of Braves, and then a lot of independents. I was wearing my Roberto Clemente Pirates jersey. Like one of the rare times I can wear a neutral NL jersey. And be fine. So there was a lot of random jerseys of people who just like baseball, and they're like, this is a cool opportunity. So the thing we said, that the roof was shut when we went, Donnie, and we're like, man, I bet it's going to be cool. It's incredible.
Is that
with
a
the
different ball game when it's open?
It really does look like a different place.
It
man.
Looks great on television when the roof is open.
Just driving up. It was the first time Cash had even been to Arlington in months, so he hadn't even seen it. And just to see it with the lights on, roof open, I mean, we're lucky, dude. We got a spot. It was fun. It was super fun. And if you have many $1,000s, I suggest getting a World Series ticket and checking it out.
They're going to have
because I don't.
They're going to have the days off in the World Series. They didn't in the Championship Series in both leagues, but now they're going to have the just like you're traveling. First two games, off day. Three games, off day. And then the last two. And I think that's going to benefit the Rays a little bit because I think the Dodgers are a really deep team. And if you have these series going just, you know, with no off days, they can manage those pitchers well. But it was a, hey, one inning, get us through it. Get us through it. Don't get, you know, beat up. And toward the last four innings, Atlanta did nothing. No threats, no anything. The Dodgers shut it down. Atlanta had their opportunities early on and just couldn't put multiple runs up in any inning. And that's what got them.
We go Dodgers? Let's go, Kershaw.
Yeah, go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
Let's go.
Why don't Tampa to win
Who
everything?
Who wants Tampa to? Yeah, screw Tampa.
They have a cup. They don't need the World Series.
Yeah. And they got their big football win yesterday.
I know.
Forget Tampa.
Why is Tampa all of a sudden the sports mecca? We don't need that.
Don't need that at all.
I'll give you one reason why a lot of people may be cheering for Tampa. They all earn minimum wage while the Dodgers are full of big money players. This is, I think, the 28th or 29th lowest paid team in the league. And I believe the third highest paid team in the league.
Yeah. Anyway, go Clayton Kershaw.
go
That's
Clayton.
Our friend.
That's right.
Well,
he is.
And it appears with the scheduling, Donnie, you brought this up. If the Dodgers so wished to do that, they could pitch Kershaw in games 1, 4, and 7.
Make up for some of those World Series demons.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.